Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community. And good evening and welcome to Nature Mystic with Selena Fox, a podcast where we enjoy encore presentations of topics covered by Circle Sanctuary Senior Minister Selena Fox from her previous podcasts, Circle Craft Studies and Nature Folk. In tonight's encore presentation from 2012, Selena discussed working with the elements and spirit to cleanse, protect, and bless your home, as well as reasons for doing home blessings.
Welcome to Circle Craft Study with Selena Fox. This is Selena Fox, and tonight we are beginning a three-part series of home blessing. Tonight, we're going to take a look at home blessing magic, taking a look at different components of the home, three aspects of home blessing, assessing the needs of the home for blessing, looking at the home blessing process, and some occasions that we may want to do home blessing on. This is the new moon, which is an excellent time for home blessing magic. Let us begin with a short meditation and chant. Call to mind your home. Get a sense of it, how it looks on the outside, what your main entrance looks like as you would enter it from the outside, going inward. Call to mind an image of your home and its interior. And imagine yourself connecting with the very spiritual center, the essence of your home. Connect with that. Honor the spirit of your home, say spirit of place. And now in the next few moments of quiet, imagine a radiant light surrounding your home. Let it flow clockwise around. Let it be a radiant light like the color of the starlight. And as you imagine that light surrounding your home, you experience peace, centeredness, comfort, protection, well-being. And we set that circle in place, each of us, in our own way, with our own home, with a chant. I circle my home with light to protect it day and night, to guard my home, to bless my home. I circle my home with light. I circle my home with light, to protect it day and night, to guard my home, to bless my home. I circle my home with light. I circle my home with light, to protect it day and night, to guard my home, to bless my home. I circle my home with light. I circle my home with light, to protect it day and night, to guard my home, to bless my home. I circle my home with light. So be it. And now within that light that surrounds your home, let us call to the powers of the sacred elements. We call to the powers of the earth, to the air, to the fire, to the water, to spirit. Come, be in this home. Be around this home. Aid in the cleansing, the energizing, the protection, and the upkeep of this home. So be it. Well, we began with a meditation, a chant, and elemental invocations. Each of these approaches can be used for home blessing. And as we've done tonight, they can be used in combination. When we think of the word home, we need to bring into focus different aspects of the home. First of all, most people, when they hear home, they think of a dwelling. The place, the structure, the locale, all are part of that dwelling. But a home is more than physical structure and location. It also has inhabitants, residents, not only humans that frequent the place, but if there are companion creatures in the home, they are part of the community of life there. If they're home plants and vegetation around the outside of the home, that too is part of the home community. In addition to the residents, they're visitors. These can be families and friends, colleagues, and people that may come periodically, such as service providers, postal delivery folk, those that care for appliances and other things. So the activity and the presence of those that dwell there and visit there, that's part of a home as well. Another aspect of the home has to do with the spiritual dimensions of the home. In particular, specific forms of the divine that are invoked, that are honored, that are connected with the place and with those that dwell there, that visit there. As we think about home blessing, we recognize that it is a process very much connected with the well-being of the home and those that are part of it. There are essentially three facets of home blessing and three goals. To have a home that's clean, not only physically clean, but spiritually clean and clear. The goal to have a clean home is to clear away not only filth and clutter, but to dispel negativity, to dispel unneeded patterns, unneeded influences. To have a home that's clean and clear. A second facet is that of safety. To have a safe home, protected from harm, from the outside, and from within. And the third facet is to have a home that is enjoyable. A home that has harmony, well-being, and comfort. In doing home blessing magic, it's important to keep these three goals in mind: to have a home that's clean, safe, and comfortable. Before doing a home blessing, it is good to focus your attention on several factors to determine what is needed. Physical factors: paying attention to the size of the home, areas of use, the traffic patterns, what the surroundings are doing, its colors, decor, its history, its content, its arrangements, the aromas, the sounds, the temperatures. So really looking at physical dimensions of the home. What's working and what is not? For those things that are working, obviously you'll want to continue to have them work well within the home. But for things that aren't functioning properly, if at all, it's important to find ways to shift from unhealthy physical patterns into healthy ones. Another important thing to look at in assessing one's home and the need for home blessing magic has to do with social factors. What are the relationships of the inhabitants that are present, but also the inhabitants of the past, and inhabitants that may be part of the future unfolding in this eternal present? What are the dynamics of the locale, of the particular neighborhood where the home is located? What dynamics amongst those dwelling and visiting within the home and those that are around the home, outside, are working? What dynamics are not? And what are some ways to shift those things that aren't functioning well into a healthier pattern? And a third aspect to look at for home blessing magic in preparation has to do with spiritual factors. What is the atmosphere of the place? The vibes, the vibration, the sense of it. What are important focal points spiritually in the home? What's the energy flow like? Is it stuck in places, or is it free-flowing throughout? What is the spirit of place like? the spirit of the household that is at the place. What is some way to work with spiritual influences to guard and bless the home? After you have reflected on physical, social, and spiritual factors, then it is time to create a way to do a home blessing for what is needed. So part of this will depend on your own particular home and its needs, and your own particular way of practicing spiritually. Timing is important. Doing some form of home blessing on an ongoing basis, which could take the form of a meditation on home well-being every day at a home altar. Or it could take the form of just simply sitting and meditating within the place and expressing appreciation. Home blessing can happen on an ongoing basis, and specific types of ceremonies can be done on special occasions. If there's remodeling, redecorating, rearranging going on, that's a good time for reinforcing a home blessing or creating a new one. If somebody in the household is joining the household or departing from the household, some type of home blessing magic can be done to aid that process. Certainly, if you are moving into a dwelling or moving out of a dwelling, home blessing magic is definitely recommended for those occasions. If there's been some type of traumatic event, some type of damage to the home or to those who dwell there, an accident, a robbery, a death, an injury, sickness, then home blessing can be used as a way of clearing away the trauma and helping to return the home to a better place and state. But home blessings can also happen on happy occasions, such as some type of rite of passage, a wedding, the birth of a child, a graduation, some type of promotion of one of the inhabitants, some other wonderful occasion. Having a home blessing to celebrate can be a wonderful thing. Some like to bless their home at particular special times with the cycle of seasons and cycle of the moon. New moon and full moon are two very powerful times for blessing a home. At new moon time, which is when we're doing this show, you are at the juxtaposition of waning and waxing. With the power of that waning, we let go of what is needed. With the power of the waxing, we attract that to what is needed. And likewise, the full moon also is a threshold between the waxing and the waning, which makes it another really good time to do home blessing magic. At the beginnings and midpoints of each season, with the turning of the wheel, equinoxes and solstices and the cross quarter days in between. Some do a form of home blessing, which is decorating the home to represent the turning of the wheel, and that brings a new dimension of connection with the rhythms of nature when that is done. In addition to looking at when to bless the home, it is good to have a framework in which to create a home blessing process. Assessment, look at the past and the present, paying attention to some of the things we've talked about already, physical, social, and spiritual factors, then doing a planning and focusing intention, developing goals, and selecting the methods for doing a home blessing. Then we get to the heart of home blessing magic, which is the transformation actions, putting the methods that are selected into action. This could take the form of a visualization, the circle of light around a place. It could take the form of doing a cleansing with smudging the place with incense. It could take the form of opening up all the windows and letting air flow through the home to clear away what is not needed and to bring in refreshment. It could take the form of a ritual with many parts or a chant, such as one that we did earlier in this show. After performing the transformation actions, then integration is the next step. And that's settling into the new pattern once the home is blessed. And any refinement that might be necessary to keep the new pattern in place. And finally, for upkeep, sustaining the blessing that has been done and renewing it as necessary. Now, we've taken a look at home magic basics for blessing. Now let's take a look at some additional dynamics, which would be working with the powers of the five elements that are core to the circle craft tradition. In working with earth, air, fire, water, and spirit, and having those elemental forces intricately part of home blessing magic, you bring about a balance and you deepen your relationship as a practitioner and the resonance of those elementals within your home environment. Home blessings of earth can take the form of physical cleansing. So this would include sweeping, vacuuming, dusting, working with the physical dynamics of having the home be clean. For blessings of air, the cleansing can take the form of having air bringing about refreshment, literally clearing the air, and a technique that is used when there's been a death in the home. And sometimes it's also used if there's been severe sickness with one or more members of those who are in the household is to open windows and have cross ventilation. If one's in a locale where the outside air is clean and would be there of therapeutic value. The home blessing of fire, really looking at how energy moves in one's home. And this can take the form of doing some rearrangement, of realigning chairs and tables and other furniture. It could be big changes, it can be smaller changes, but it's essentially altering the pattern of traffic, movement within a home space. You can do a cleansing and a clearing by making some changes in how things are placed and stored. Certainly a decluttering piece can be very helpful to get more of a sense of openness and clear flowing of energy. Home blessings of water that are cleansing include literally using water and other cleaning solutions to wash windows and floors, doorways, wiping surfaces, mopping, using sponges, and other methods for using water as a cleansing agent. And the cleansing blessings of spirit would include using spiritual cleansing techniques such as playing a singing bowl, ringing a bell, chanting, doing ceremony, doing visualization work. And here the cleansing is to dispel unneeded influences and to ward off unwanted influences. Now the elementals also can take a protective element, a dimension for home blessings, especially when we look at the intensity of the elementals that can lead to some destruction in the larger world of which we are part. So what I'm going to do is a short blessing with the five elements. And this blessing is that of protection. Powers of the sacred earth, bless my home and protect it from earthquakes and mudslides. Powers of the sacred air, bless my home and protect it from wind damage. Powers of the sacred fire, bless my home and protect it from lightning and destructive fire. Powers of the sacred water, bless my home and protect it from floods and water damage. Powers of the sacred spirit, bless my home and protect it from spiritual malevolence and destruction. Powers of earth and air and fire and water and spirit, bless my home with your powers. Aid me in cleansing my home and enriching my home and attuning my home to your magic. Blessed be. Working with the five elements of nature in a protective mode is a way of putting in place those wards that are connected with elemental forces. And what better way to do that than to actually call upon the elements themselves? Another way of working with the elements is to have dynamics and symbols and forms of the elements interacting in the home space for well-being. Examples of this, the blessings of the earth, would be plants. If there's an area out in front of the home with gardens, having some plants growing there that have associations with home blessing and protection. Bringing living plants inside the home, or cut flowers, or symbolic flowers and vegetation. If actually having living plants is something that doesn't fit with your own particular needs and the needs of the place. Having that representation of the green world, of the plant realm, can be a powerful way of bringing well-being to a home. For air, working with smoke, incense, aroma, essential oils, not only for cleansing, but for freshening the air and scenting the air and uplifting the energy of the place through the blessings of air. For fire, energetic rhythms, drums, rattles, other musical instruments, dancing, making rhythms, making sounds to energize the home with joy and well-being. For water, having bowls of water with scented oil, having water boiled in a great cauldron on the stove and casting some herbs in and letting that aroma go through the house. Another way of working with water goes back to working with cut flowers and greenery and having those in the home to bring about renewal and well-being. And then the blessings of spirit, spiritual artwork and symbols, spiritual music, spiritual places for spiritual activities within the home, all can add to well-being. As we shift from our presentation part of the evening, I invite you to do a short meditation with me. Connect with your home as a whole. Consider it a kind of living being. In the next few moments of quiet, pay respects to your home as a living being. Give thanks to your home as a living being. And now, if it feels right to do so, invite the spirit of your home to bring you a message, a word, a phrase, a sensation, a message about something that you can do to deepen your connection with your home as part of spiritual practice. Reflecting on what comes to you. And now inviting the spirit of your home to aid you in doing home blessing magic. What comes to mind is something that you might do at this new moon time to bless your home. And then as you feel complete with this, give thanks for the experience. And if you are able, make a note, jot down a few words, phrases about your experience with this. If you have some specifics about some things that you might consider doing to aid you in your connection with the spirit of your home, pay attention to that, note that, and some things that you might specifically do with your home at this new moon time. In summary, home blessing is something that's old and eternally new. It can be part of an ongoing spiritual practice. New moon time is a great time to begin a process of home blessing magic. And certainly some things that one can do would include some form of cleansing with your home. And it could take the form of working with one or more of the elements to cleanse and to focus on intention, once cleansing has happened, on what qualities you wish to have present in your home. And then coming up with at least one form of home blessing magic to protect your home, such as the chant and the visualization which began our journey tonight. And now we are going to shift into a time where we have discussion, and I'll have the opportunity to hear comments that have been relayed through live chat. And for those of you who may want to call in and join our show with a specific question or comment, I invite you to call our call-in line, 347-308-8222. That's 347-308-8222. If you're listening online, you can check out the chat by scrolling down on the page. And I welcome all who are listening live to our circle of discussion. And I want to begin by welcoming into the conversation David and Jeanette. Good evening and happy home blessing.
Good evening and happy new moon.
Yes, and I'm wondering what kinds of ideas and comments have come in live chat so far this evening.
Well, somebody was asking if it would be possible to hear the chant from the very beginning of the show one more time.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I'll also say that one of the things that we're doing at the Circle podcast part of the Circle Sanctuary website is not only having these podcasts for Circle Craft Study available for listening later, but I've been having my podcast archivist, Gabe, from time to time take chants out separately as well as having them part of the show so you can just listen to them. And here is the chant. I circle my home with light to protect it day and night, to guard my home, to bless my home. I circle my home with light. And you can add a melody to it of your own choosing or something that goes like this. I circle my home with light to protect it day and night, to guard my home, to bless my home. I circle my home with light. I circle my home with light to protect it day and night, to guard my home, to bless my home. I circle my home with light. I circle my home with light to protect it day and night, to guard my home, to bless my home. I circle my home with light. Some people like to speak their chants. Some like to sing their chants. I like to do both. And I find that having a chant that has a rhythm to it, starting slowly and then building it, aids in working on focusing that attention and intention to make the magic.
Right, and it can also help you if you're a rhyming sort of person. When you're doing chants, it can also help one remember what you're saying too.
That's right. It's easier to remember it if it rhymes and has rhythm.
Right.
One of the things we'll be doing in the next two shows, next week we're going to be focusing on charms and herbs that are used in home blessing. And then the week after that, which is the third part in this third part series, it's the time of the full moon. So we're going to be doing all manner of rituals and chants and visualizations and pulling together things from the other two shows tonight, next week, into different types of home blessing rituals that can be done on different occasions and in different types of dwellings and household situations.
Okay, well, that's cool. It's interesting because one of the things that kind of popped into my head as I was listening to this at the beginning of the hour, this chant, was that this is a good chant that I would use to do that while walking outside, and actually physically walking around your home doing whatever else you would be doing, but that chant could be part of one of the things that you're doing.
Yeah, good point.
We haven't done any sort of specific thing actually in a while.
No.
To sort of recharge that sort of stuff around our own property. So we may be due for something coming up here shortly.
Probably.
Yeah. Well, and I also want to point out there's just a wide variety of dwelling places that people call home. So some people may have a studio apartment, and some may be in a condo, and some may be in a house, and some may be in a mansion, some may be in a houseboat or an RV or a camper, and some may be finding themselves with an itinerant lifestyle where they're actually on the road a lot and they're making their home in a variety of different hotel facilities. So whether your home is an ongoing place or a place that moves, you can adapt these techniques, which I'm sharing primarily for a home that is a constant. You can draw from the philosophy and the methods to even work with temporary homes where you may only be dwelling there a short period of time. I find when I'm out on the road speaking and I'm in hotels a lot, I will do a blessing on my room because it's my home for a day, two, three, however long the conference is. And it not only adds to my comfort, but I do think energetically it does aid the whole process of making it a home and having me connect actually with the space and being aware of what's needed in the space, which is another reason to really do some form of attunement to the home as a whole being. And the more you're in tune with the home, the more that you are aware when something needs fixing, or that you may get an inspiration of something to add to the home or enhance the home. And it really thinking about the home as part of your whole circle of support. It's a kind of relationship. But I think because homes are not considered living beings by some people, more as just a place to be rather than a place to communicate with and to have a relationship with, one doesn't fully be able to connect with all those dimensions of home blessing magic. Certainly you have to develop your own approach to how you wish to conceptualize your home and relate to your home. But I know from my own years of experience, by having a working relationship with my home, that it aids me in caring for the home and for the home caring with me and for me and everyone else that's around.
Yeah, and it just struck me, too, as you talked about a hotel, that it's, you know, just as a chance to, you know, to do something when you do travel and you're in a hotel, to do something just to sort of center that space for you, because it's such a transient type of place that, you know, who knows who's been there before and what they've done and what kind of energies have been left behind in a hotel room. You should kind of think about that, you know, to do a little something to sort of bless the room and the space to kind of shift the attunement for that space to your residency, I think is...
Right. Especially if you're going to be staying somewhere for several days.
For a few days, yeah.
Yeah, I can see that doing that with camping as well. You know, it's your own stuff, but you're in a campground that's maybe a public campground or something,
right,
where a lot of other folks have been through or whatever, and... Yeah, I can see doing something like that, too.
Because who knows what kind of energy has been left behind and what's kind of there.
Right.
Exactly. And it's being aware of that cleanliness in a home is beyond getting, you know, taking out the garbage and getting the dust off the windowsill. There's other kinds of debris that can happen within a home. And if as one comes into a home and if they, you know, you've been into a place where there's been a lot of stress and there's process around that stress with other loved ones in the home, well, sometimes it'll just dissipate on its own, but sometimes those de-stressing in the home space if you don't also have a way of dispelling that stress resonance. It can kind of build up just like dust. So having burning some incense, light some candles, playing some music, there's a number of different ways that you can bless a home. You don't have to do an hour-long ritual to get your home blessed. There are very simple things you can do, and one of them is to play some kind of instrument, to ring a bell, or to sing a chant, or to sing a note, or to play some music, to light a stick of incense. Those are some very simple home blessing magic techniques that really can help dissipate what doesn't need to be there and return the home into a peaceful, more harmonious state.
Definitely. We have another question.
Okay.
Somebody wanted to know what's the difference between a talisman and a charm.
People use those terms in different ways. Some people use them interchangeably. The word talisman typically applies to a particular kind of charm, often one that's on a piece of parchment with particular symbols. So an example of a talisman would be a magic square. And there's a square of Saturn and a square of Jupiter, and there's, you know, you can get into the medieval grimoires and get a lot more information about different types of magical squares that can be put on a talisman. Some people will use particular symbols, pentagrams, hexagrams, septagrams, octagrams, as ways of empowering a piece of parchment. Sometimes that talisman on a piece of parchment or paper is then put in some type of bag, amulet bag. So talisman, amulet, and charm are used in a number of different ways. I chose to use charm, home blessing charms, as the terminology for what I'll be sharing next week, because then talismans could be part of that mix, amulets could be, and it's a more universalist term. Not only working with specific types of herbs as a charm for the home, such as hanging a sprig of mistletoe over the door, or a cross of rowan wood, or a Bridget's cross made of straw. Those are examples of some charms that have a long history of use for blessing homes out of European pagan folk traditions. But we're going to talk about some additional things next week, including how to make a witch bottle. I'd say out of the different charm teaching I've done over the years, and I've been teaching witch bottle making for over 30 years. It's certainly one of the fun things one can do for home blessing. And like other crafty projects, what you put into a witch bottle can really depend on what your needs are and your inclination. So we'll be going into that, as well as really taking a look at what are some of the traditional herbs that have been used in European witchcraft and pagan folk ways to ward off what you don't want to have available at your home, and what things to draw into your home that you want to have available. And so that will be one of the things we'll be doing next week. And then we'll be talking ways of creating rituals that involve working with charms and setting them in place and creating rituals on the spot as needed for home blessing, as well as having some standard home blessing rites. Well, I'm wondering if there's any other question before we do our closing.
No other questions.
Nope.
I'm looking forward to next week because I do a lot of crafty stuff, and we have a number of herbs that we keep around the house. So I'm very interested in hearing what you've done and you've used versus what I've done and used in our home in the past. So, and witch bottles. I've never made a witch bottle. So.
Right. So we have like rosemary and stuff hanging in the house and things for various purposes. We can talk about that next week too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. And certainly something that many people do and they don't even realize it's a kind of home blessing charm as Yuletide comes for those of you who are in the Northern Hemisphere. That is coming up in a few weeks. In fact, in December, I'm going to be doing some Yuletide shows all around that holiday. But the wreath on the door is an ancient home blessing charm, and we'll talk about what you might have in a wreath on your door at Yuletide and other times of the year. Well, I want to give thanks to both of you, David and Jeanette. I want to give thanks to those of you in live chat who contributed questions. And I want to give thanks to all of you who will be listening later. You can go to circlepodcast.org and listen to this later, as well as the Pagans Radio Pagans Night Radio Network. We have my podcast up there, along with the Pagan Pre-Show that follows. If you have some additional questions or comments, you can go to my main Facebook page, facebook.com/Selena Fox Updates, and you'll actually see some hex signs from my hex sign collection. And hex signs are used to bless the home. They come out of the Pennsylvania Dutch tradition. I'll be talking more about those next week. But I put some examples of that up on my website, on Facebook. And more information about my work is at selenafox.com. And you can go to the Circle Sanctuary website, www.circlesanctuary.org. which has recently been upgraded and renovated so that it works even better on mobile devices, smartphones, and tablets and such. Well, I want to give thanks to Gabe, who has been doing podcasting, and to Bob, who's been doing the Circle website, and to everyone who's part of the Circle Sanctuary family, and to Ed and Tracy and everybody with Pagans Tonight Radio Network. Well, as we sign off, I wish you all a wonderful new moon and happy home blessings.
thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.